Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. The Lord's crowning goodness in what he gives and in how he gives. Our congregation, those in the world, then they cannot say anything, and they dare not, would not dare say that that is the goodness of the Lord, that such a heart is like a wilderness. No. But the Lord does not leave that people thus. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness. In other words, what he has begun, he will fulfill, the apostle says, until what? Until that day of Jesus Christ. And thy paths drop fatness. And congregation, in that second place, that is how he gives that crowning goodness. That is the reason why he gives that crowning goodness. Oh, he is the author of that crowning goodness. He is the continuancer in that goodness. He is the finisher of that goodness. Oh, congregation, those paths of the Lord Jesus, shall we not pause there for a moment? Did they not drop that richness, that fatness, and then not for him? No, because then he had to set that crown aside, then so willingly to come upon the earth, to tread upon that which bore that curse, congregation. And where man did dwell, alienated from God, as a wilderness, and that to seek and to save that which was lost. And congregation, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and abide alone, then it cannot bring forth any fruit. Oh. And then he came not only to seek and to save, to heal the sick, and even to cast out devils. Oh, congregation, those were only those examples of his power and of his might, but he came to suffer. And he came to die. Oh, then the plowers plowed along his back. They made deep those furrows. Oh, congregation, then indeed the sun hid its face. How barren then. How barren that he had to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me, when he hung there in the cross, on the cross. Oh, scorched congregation by the heat of the day, but what is more, by the scoffing of the enemy and by the turning away of even those whom he had come to purchase with the price of his own blood. Oh, there he tread that wine press alone, and of the people there was none with him. Oh, sent of his Father, congregation, from heaven, because the God so loved the world, oh, that world of his people, that he gave his only begotten Son. Oh, then he opened the heaven. Then those paths, did they not drop that fatness? Oh, did they not drop that? Which would so drop into the heart of that people to fertilize? Oh, to grant life where there was death. A congregation, there could be no conversion. There could be no life. There could be no conviction. There could be no work of the Spirit. There could be no favor. There could be no planting. There could be no shooting forth. There could be no fruit. There could be no blessing. And there could be no praise. except the footsteps of that precious Savior went to Golgotha, went down, congregation, and he did it so willingly. Oh, then there was no people there that would say, oh, then even Peter said, and those disciples said, far be it from thee, Lord. Far be it from thee, Lord. There could be no praise in that demise. The Jews of late sought to stone thee. He set his face like a flint, and he set his face steadfastly to go to Jerusalem, to Zion. Praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall that vow be performed. Oh, he had vowed unto his father, congregation, all them that thou hast given me, I will return unto thee. Of them I have lost none, he could say. Father, I will that they whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. And, O congregation, in order to bring forth that fruit unto righteousness, then to bear the sin and the iniquity and the guilt of that church, of those barren ones, of those of whom there is no word of praise in their mouth. But that grave could not hold him. Oh, that kernel of wheat that fell into the ground, and that bore much fruit, congregation. And there is a church that doth serve him. Oh, he arose again that third day. See those paths that drop fatness. Then he went before his disciples into Galilee. Oh, there he revealed himself as that exalted mediator and that Savior. Then he sent them forth, congregation, into all the world to preach that gospel to every creature, to awaken the dead, to plant that seed. Oh, to enter into the harvest, that a church might be gathered unto him. He ascended on high. He led captivity captive. Oh, he is the Lord of the harvest that sends forth those servants yet today to plant and to till, to reap and to plant again into the grave. But he will come again, congregation, upon the clouds of heaven. He holds that wind in his fist. He rides upon the cloud in those chariots, and he shall come again. Oh, then those paths, they shall drop fatness. They shall make fertile that which is dead. Then the dead shall hear the voice of that Son of God, and they shall live. And congregation, as it will take place in nature then, so it is taking place in grace today. It is a psalm of grace, and it is a psalm providence, as it becomes so for you, young and old. Only then can it ever become a psalm of praise. And you who dwell yet in the wilderness, oh, then those paths of the Lord Jesus, they drop fatness. Oh, wait on him. Be of good courage. Oh, he will return. He will return upon his own work. It lies in him, the poor struggling soul in the midst. And when he appears, he will say, behold me, behold me. Oh, then, oh, you know what the psalmist said then. We see Jesus. We see Jesus who was crowned with honor and with glory. Because then he restored what he took not away. Oh, then he sets in the heavenly places those that had cast themselves down to hell. Then he redeems them from destruction. O congregation, he saves their soul. When death draws nigh, that God is there. His salvation praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion. There is a people upon the earth, congregation, that are waiting to praise that God in Zion. That is a people that are still held by that body of sin and death. And they say with Paul, who shall deliver me from such a body? But then what does Paul say? He says, I thank God. I thank God. Oh, there by that eye of faith, they see a better hope and a resurrection. That is a people that cannot wait, congregation. Then so often they are in silence. And yet they are not silent. Because then their head is bowed. They are praying. And they are praising. They are praising. But our congregation, then that day shall come. That wilderness journey will be over. Then they will be through those 40 years in the wilderness. Where the Lord has led them. And taught them to fear. Oh, he chastised them, yes. But as a father, he corrected them, and he will bring them forth, and then at last, congregation, he will say, lift up your heads that hang down. Then the harvest time will come, O child of God. Then he will come to deliver you from that body of sin and death. Then the fruit will be cut off from that old dry stalk, and that grain will be gathered in to that heavenly garden. And then what? Then praise shall no longer wait, congregation. Then praise shall be their holy duty. Then no day, no night shall be there. No sun shall smite them. No sun shall wither them. O congregation, then they will be among those saints in glory. They will be among those angels in glory, but above all, they will be with that beloved one. They will be with that Master, that Jesus, that Savior, to give unto him that thanksgiving forever and forever. Amen.